This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week four, and you can still join the Option Pick'em League. Go to our Instagram bio, follow the link, and you can take us on. And congratulations to Foxy for taking home the win last week, but on the leaderboard for the overall league, this guy by one game. We have a tight race, ladies and gentlemen. Between first and last, only 4 points separate first from last. So we got a lot of heavy hitters. Join today and let's see what you got. But time for us to make our picks for this week. Thursday, Prime Video, the 3-0 Dolphins at the 1-2 Bengals.
I have the Bengals. I think the Dolphins had a big win last week, and it took a lot out of them. Tua's hurt. He's recovering from an ankle and a back issue, so I'm taking the Bengals.
That concussion protocol, like, they're investigating into the concussion protocol, so Miami might be in some deep shit. Even if they have to go with Teddy Bridgewater, I think Miami can still pull this game out. So, Miami, pretty comfortably. Sunday. God save the king. London games are back. Yay. The only good thing about this is that we have football at 9:30 in the morning, baby. The 2-1 Vikings at the 1-2 Saints at Tottenham Stadium.
Yeah, I'm taking Vikings. I just think Jameis is hurt. You know, he's still trying to get better as well. And I think Kamara is still hurt. Michael Thomas is hurt. They're banged up.
Saints are the walking wounded. Vikings take this one. Adam Thielen got in the end zone, so maybe that trend will continue.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at The Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get The Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
1 o'clock. The 2-1 Browns go into Hotlanta to take on the 1-2 Falcons.
Oh, I'm gonna take the Brownies.
The Browns. Chubb is gonna have a big game. Brissett's not gonna have to do too much. The 2-1 Buffalo Bills at the 2-1 Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, this was a tough one for me, but at the end of the day, I'm going to take the Bills.
An angry Bills team, still missing a lot of key defensive players. It's going to be a shootout. Duvernay is proving to be a good receiver. Bateman is proving to be good. I don't think they have enough, but the Bills will narrowly pull this out.
The 1-2 Commanders go into Jerry World to take on the 2-1 Dallas Cowboys.
I'm taking the Commies just because I like to say the Commies.
How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? Carson Wentz will not finish this game. The 1-2 Seahawks at the 1-2 Detroit Lions.
I'm taking the Lions, even though I'm going to start Geno Smith at quarterback for my fantasy team.
Oof. Oof. Lions roar. Lions roar big time. DeAndre Swift, big game from him. 1 o'clock continues with the Los Angeles Chargers sitting at 1-2, thanks to their coach, at the 0-2-1 Houston Texans.
Yeah, I gotta hope the Chargers win. If they lose to the Texans, it'd be pretty bad.
This hinges on Justin Herbert, right? If he plays, then the Chargers win. But if he doesn't play, then the Texans can take this game. So I'm at a little bit of a loss right now because I really don't know. I'm going under the assumption that Justin Herbert will play, and I'm going to take the Chargers. The 1-2 Tennessee Titans at the 1-1-1 Indianapolis Colts. It's the Mediocrity Bowl.
Titans. Well, both teams won last week.
Both teams won last week, but they're not that good. They're just not that good.
One team beat the Chiefs.
Yes, one team beat the Chiefs. Yes, they did beat the Chiefs. And Travis Kelce said he's never going to happen again. And I believe that I believe in Travis Kelce. I believe when Killer Trav talks. Just to be different, I'll go with the Colts. I think Jonathan Taylor will outrun Derrick Henry. The 2-1 Bears at the 2-1 Giants. Who is the fool's gold here?
Giants better win this game.
It's a winnable game. Justin Fields is no great shakes. Saquon. Giants win. The 2-1 Jags at the 3-0 Eagles.
Jags, baby. I'm a believer.
We're in agreement. We are in agreement. I like what they're doing with James Robinson. Run the rock. Pound it home.
This is Jags. A statement game for them.
This shows that they are on the map and they are legit.
That's right.
The Jags are going to come to play, and Doug Peterson will be like, why'd you fire me, bro? Come at me, bro. The 1-2 Jets at the 1-2 Steelers.
Oh, the Jets are getting their quarterback back, so I'm going to go take the Jets. I actually think Sauce Gardner is playing very well.
My question to you, does Trubisky finish the game, or does Kenny Pickett get some playing time?
I think
And I'm taking the Jets.
They gotta eventually get the kid in, though.
The time might be now. The window may be closing on Mitch Trubisky already. J-E-T-S. Jets.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
We are now into the 4 o'clock hour, ladies and gentlemen. The 1-2 Arizona Cardinals go into Carolina to take on the 1-2 Carolina Panthers.
Originally going with the Panthers. I'm going to go with the Cards.
I'm taking the Panthers. You know, I don't believe in the Cardinals. I don't think they're as good as people think they are. And the Panthers have some weapons. They definitely do. Look, they're able to...
Robbie Anderson has done dick this year. You know, Christian McCaffrey looks like trash. You sure about all that?
I think that they'll have a breakout game this week. I think it's going to be CMC is going to run the rock. Baker's going to have 2 touchdowns. We'll call it a day. 425, the 1-2 Pats at the 2-1 Green Bay Packers. Yeah, not even close. Especially if Brian Hoyer's playing. Come on now. the 2-1 Broncos go into Allegiant Stadium to take on the 0-3 Raiders.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this. I'm going with the Broncos. I think the Raiders are gonna start out really shitty.
The Broncos will move to 3-1 on the season. And do you feel any less confident about a 3-1 team?
No.
That's pretty friggin' bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, that's right.
But Nathaniel Hackett, they're really bad. They're a bad 3-1. They would be a bad 3-1. This is tough. You figure Russell Wilson eventually has to play well.
But you'd also think that the Raiders got to win a game at some point, right?
Yeah.
This game like counts for two if you think about it, right?
It's in division.
Division game.
You're right. You're right.
You've got to be really coming all out in this game.
I'm going with the Broncos. I've been burned by the Raiders too many times this season already. You gotta win me back, Vegas. You gotta win me back. The Sunday night game of the week,
Sunday, wherever
it may be. So we're tentatively saying Tampa Bay, but it might very well be Minnesota. The 2-1 Chiefs take on the 2-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bucks get Mike Evans back, so I'm going to go with the Bucks. I think they're going to play defense. They were pretty close to beating Green Bay last week.
It was pretty close, but that game was just – that was hard to watch.
Awful.
That was very hard to watch. But you know what? How about them Chiefs? I'm going to take them in relatively close. I'm going to say by a touchdown. Chiefs by a touchdown. And your Monday night delight, the 2-1 Los Angeles Rams go into Santa Clara to take on the 1-2 San Francisco 49ers.
The 49ers offense is awful. Jimmy's not an open guy, but that's all the 49ers' fault. I heard they wouldn't let him practice with the team all summer. They wouldn't even give him a playbook.
So that's petty. I'm here for that.
Rams. Go with the Rams.
That's petty. I'm totally here for that. That's awesome. But the Rams, Aaron Donald is going to live rent-free in that backfield. So I don't see it. Stafford won't have to do that much. Maybe turn around and hand the ball off a couple times. Call it a day. Rams by 10.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @FadeRouteDNZ. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.